reaction to the August 28th raid in Sumner has generated a lot of grassroots support for those arrested and their families. In addition to protests in and near Paris, community groups are blasting ICE's actions against trailer maker LoadTrail. Julio Acosta is the social justice director of the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC. He spoke out against ICE at a protest in Paris on Thursday.
We're here because we want ICE to know that we're not standing idly by. We're here because we may not be hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands, but we represent hundreds and thousands, hundreds of thousands. And it's our job to awaken the hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands.
Solvia Sana is the president of the Rockwall LULAC Council. He calls ICE's heavily armed response to undocumented workers in Sumner its own kind of terrorism.
We do see it kind of as another terroristic way of dealing with immigration, and that's really continues to unsettle us in the Latino community in North Texas.
District 4 congressional candidate Catherine Krantz also likens ICE's actions in Sumner to terrorism.
I just think that we need to have a more compassionate immigration system. I think that what we're doing now doesn't really work, and it's just terrorizing our communities. There just seems to be a real hysteria, a xenophobia hysteria, and I think we need to take a deep breath and take a step back and realize that these people are not the enemy.
Krantz, a Democrat, says the workers at LoadTrail are not dangerous and are rather valuable citizens and workers. She says she's concerned for the families, and she's also concerned about the message such raids send to businesses in Northeast Texas.
I mean, that's the real risk here. What's to keep these companies from just picking up and moving to Mexico? I mean, they employ over 500 people in Lamar County, and we don't want to lose them.
Villasana says LULAC National and the Rockwall Council are heavily involved in collecting supplies and raising funds for the families of those arrested on August 28th. Immigration advocacy group RAICES is also in Lamar County to provide counseling and help with the bills. Area church groups, including Greenville's Wesley United Methodist Church, are also facilitating relief efforts for detainees' families. Iglesia Evangelica Philadelphia Church in Paris is serving as a temporary shelter for those afraid to return to their homes. That church is also sponsoring a GoFundMe page in search of $160,000 to help families meet rent and provide food and supplies. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.